We're finishing Sher Yichud HaMaisa. The end of Perek Vov. Vishtadel V'chochacho L'zakech Ma'asecho, to purify your deeds, meaning the right motivation. Purify it from the impurities of agendas, whether it's social agendas, to look good, to feel good, to get your kid into a cheder or into a shidduch. V'myimat, and even if this is a, you have to take this the right way, you might need a person might need hadracha to fulfill this, even if the avoda of zikuch ha-ma'asim makes you do less ma'asim tovim. V'myimat, yoyser mimash et ishtadel, sheyihi yerav bilti zoch, more important than more kamus in the ma'asim tovim, and not purifying them based on everything we learned in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, even if that's better, to have less. It's like saying Tov Mat B'Kavona, Mi'ar B'Shalom B'Kavona, which is said by Davening. But he's using it as a rule by all mitzvahs. I mean, he's obviously not talking about shirking an actual obligation. But otherwise, you know, there's more and there's less. Ki ha-ma'at ha-zach hu rav. Va-rav ha-bilti zach hu ma'at. That's a nice pithy phrase. Vein bo toeles. V'choshkein shiyah ma'asecha im miyuto. And koshkein, that usually what goes hand in hand is an impure ma'asim. Well, he doesn't say that. He just says, certainly if you're doing miyut kamus and miyut echus, that's certainly no good. V'choshkein shiyah ma'asecha miyuto zirusa bilti zach lelukim. That's certainly not good. The Zohar, be careful. So he gives an interesting mashal for doing ma'asim tovim with impure kavonos. And impure kavonos just means really what we would call shalol lishma. But again, the whole Shari Yichud HaMaisa is against shalol lishma because he's talking as ultimately the goal. If you go through your whole life and you do mitzvah shalom lishma, that's not good. It has to bring lishma, or that has to be your stated goal, your purpose in doing your shalom lishma. But he's talking about now batsim, inherently. Don't do your avodas Hashem, and then he gives a marshal binyan ha'oth, certain kind of a bird. So he brings on a pasuk in Eob. Apparently the bird would be would give birth, I don't know, you don't say give birth, would have an egg, and it mechamem is also pnei oretz, and it sits on it a little, you know, it's incubating it, but it doesn't take care of it, it leaves it open to the elements, to other animals, mimiyut shmirasa also, so it goes li'ibud, ashi yafsidu shor balechayim, lotase. Afroach, it doesn't hatch because there's so many other things that affect it, other elements, other animals. It brings down a pasuk in Eov that he says that's shot in the pasuk. And that's what you're doing. You're laying an egg. Laying an egg, right. You're laying an egg and then you're not watching it. You just, so it dissipates. It's, it doesn't hatch. It doesn't hatch the avodas Hashem of your good act. That's what I think the marshal would be, the nimshal. You're laying an egg, as the master told him, but you're not hatching it. You know, there's no avodas Hashem in it. Varshibach hachocham, mishahu behepech inyan zeh, someone who acts in the opposite way. There's a viruso, v'hishtad luso, hatova balomo. So v'tzivonu livchom bo v'luma ma'aseyu. So the bad marshal is this kind of bird, that's a pasuk in Eov. I'm not saying over the pasuk, but the good animal to learn from is the ant. Lechel namola otzel, reid derachel lachachom. This is a more famous pasuk than the pasuk in Eov. Tochim b'kayis lachma, ogre b'kotzer ma'achola. Okay. V'inei zochana l'chomat meharbe. This whole, everything we said in this shar is a drop in the bucket. We just gave you basic principles. Val yirba be'enecha, don't think I overloaded you. Val tokutzbo, and you're like, okay, genug shine enough. Kikifi milas chashivas hamalacha, according to the chashivas, the importance of what I'm talking about, you hapagoa makoran also. Right? The more sensitive something is, the more special it is, the more easily it attracts, the more easily flawed it could get, because it's very high quality. The more high quality something is, the more the flaw, the more flaws could ruin it. Umechkarenu b'sefer hazeh ein ma'alos v'chashivus ne'lemes v'misha mevin. The things I talked about here, even if they don't seem like of the utmost importance, but they are. And its chashivus and its maila is not hidden from one who understands, from people who are focused. Alakim yisimenu min ha-shleimim imo, v'ya'osim l'shmo ha-godol, barachim av amein. That concludes Shar Yichud HaMaisa, and next is Shar HaKniya, which will begin Bez Hashem tomorrow. Bez Hashem.